Dreamscape presents A Frozen Woman by Annie Ernaux. Translated by Linda Coverdale. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Fragile and vaporish women, spirits with gentle hands, good fairies of the home who silently create beauty and order, mute, submissive women. Search as I may, I cannot find many of them in the landscape of my childhood. Not even in the next best model, less elegant, more frumpy, the ones who work miracles with leftovers, scrub the sink until you can see your face in it, and take up their posts outside the school gates 15 minutes before the last bell rings, all their housework done. Perfectly organized unto death. The women in my life all had loud voices, untidy bodies that were too fat or too flat, sandpapery fingers, faces without a trace of makeup or else slathered in it, with big blotches of color on the cheeks and lips. Their cooking skills did not go much beyond stewed rabbit and rice pudding. They had no idea dust was supposed to be removed on a daily basis. They worked or had worked on farms, in factories, in small businesses open all day long. There were the old ladies we visited on Sunday afternoons, with their boudoirs and the bottle of eau-de-vie to sweeten their coffee. Wizened women, all in black, whose skirts smelled of butter going rancid in the pantry. No connection with those sugary grandmas in storybooks who wear their snow-white hair in a neat bun and coo over their grandchildren while they read them fairy tales. My old ladies, my granny and my great-aunts, they weren't nearly that chummy and didn't like it when you jumped all over them. They'd lost the habit. A peck on the cheek was all, at the beginning and end of the visit, so after the inevitable, "You've gone and grown some more," and "Still studying hard in school?" They really had nothing more to say to me. Too busy talking with my parents in patois about the high cost of living, the rent, the lack of living space, the neighbors. They'd look over at me every once in a while, laughing. On Sundays in the summertime, we visited Aunt Caroline, biking along bumpy roads that turned into quagmires at the slightest shower, bound for the back of beyond, two or three farms and their pastures lying out on a plain. Caroline was never home, so after a perfunctory knock on the door, we'd check with the neighbors and eventually find her tying up bunches of onions or helping out with a calving. She'd come home, poke at the fire in her wood stove, break up some kindling, and fix us a light meal of soft-boiled eggs, bread and butter, and parsnip wine. A real wonder, that woman. You're still bursting with health, Caroline. Aren't you bored out here?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?